It's been a decade since the Kingston coal ash spill became the worst disaster of its kind in U.S. history. Now, the workers tasked with cleaning up the massive mess are suing the company that hired them. And investigative journalist Jamie Satterfield with the New Sentinel has been covering their story. She joins us from Knoxville. Hi, Jamie.
Hi.
So first, can you just give us a quick reminder about this incident and just how devastating it was?
Well, in December of 2008, at TVA's Kingston Fossil Fuel Plant, a dike broke and coal ash smothered 300 acres of land, took out houses. And immediately after the dike break, workers began getting called up from various union halls across the nation to come and clean it up.
Well, and that's where your reporting has really focused, on that massive cleanup effort and the impact that it's had on workers. What was your indication that there was something going on there?
Well, you know, we had a lawsuit, a fairly bare bones, that was filed in federal court, and it named a company Jacobs Engineering. I took an interest in it, and I started with talking to a few workers who were named in this suit. What I discovered was that representatives of both TVA and Jacobs Engineering repeatedly told these workers that coal ash was not dangerous, that it couldn't hurt them. Now there are over 200 workers who are sickened, all with common ailments related to coal ash. And I've got over 24 now that are dead. We had one die just recently.
Well, and you mentioned the stuff that they're cleaning up, coal ash. What is in that exactly, and what have scientists been saying about what it can do to people?
Coal ash contains a wide variety of toxins: arsenic, mercury, radium, silica. I can't even say some of the names of it. Thadmium, I think, is one of them.
In your most recent article about this and the suit that's being brought against Jacobs Engineering, who led the cleanup effort, one of the managers for Jacobs Engineering apparently lied under oath.
Well, certainly that was a stunner. This was shocking because there have been depositions in this case from various people involved, and one of them was Sean Healy, and he was the safety guy. He specifically denied the workers' claim that they had been told that they could eat a pound of coal ash a day and be fine. He categorically denied that in his deposition. Well, these lawyers for the coal ash workers, Jim Scott in particular, was able to find an email from that same fella, Sean Healy, in October 2009, a few months after these workers started working, in which he specifically told his fellow managers to tell the public, to tell the EPA, and to tell the workers that they could eat a pound of coal ash a day.
So how does the nation's largest utility avoid responsibility in this? And why aren't they named in the lawsuit?
Well, there's a legal reason they're not named. TVA is a quasi-governmental agency, and because of that, various governmental immunity laws come into play. So it's harder to go after TVA. However, what I have discovered is that TVA was more concerned about public perception than they were about worker safety. That's a fact. But since my reporting started, they have now put up warning signs for their own workers to say that long-term exposure to coal ash, it can cause cancer and lung illnesses and lots of other diseases, and that workers should wear proper protection when they're around it. You know, my coal ash workers back in 2008 in that spill, they certainly would have loved to see one of those signs.
Well, beyond the workers, have there been health concerns raised by the residents impacted by this in Roane County?
One of the concerns is that they, like these workers, trusted what TVA, Jacobs, and the EPA were telling them at many, many, many public hearings that were held in the days after and months after this spill. So I think there is some concern among the residents of, can we trust what we were told?
Well, so what is next for this lawsuit?
What the workers have to do, first they have to prove through expert testimony that coal ash is indeed dangerous and can cause the various illnesses that these workers have. Then there will be a phase two, if we get that far, where a jury will then actually hear and begin to assess responsibility legally and financially. The litigation itself has been going on for a few years, but it's a slow process. So it's an uphill battle for these folks, and they are paying their own legal bills, their own medical bills. And if I get teary, I'm sorry. These are just blue-collar workers who showed up for work, and they trusted what they were told, and they did their jobs, and they did it well, and they cleaned up this mess that TVA made in the Roane County community, and now they are dying for it.
Well, thank you again, Jamie.
Thank you.
Jamie Satterfield is a reporter for the Knoxville News Sentinel. You can read her extensive reporting on the Kingston Coal Ash Bill and its cleanup at knoxnews.com.